Hukau 43 was antsy in her stall, knees shuffling from side to side. There was little other movement she was capable of, upper body suspended in a stockade, neck and wrists stuck into carefully padded locks. She did not chafe, but had little room to move about, to relieve the tension she felt building within her body. With a key from her masters, the height could be modified, pulled up so she'd have to stand up, or brought low, her current kneeling position. That was how they'd left her the last few days, hunched over with legs, tucked beneath her body. And it was just the worst. She'd not been milked, had not been touched, had not been bred. Her heavy breasts were laden with the precious milk, drooping down to spill over her knees and lay flat against the floor beneath. Her nipples were hard, poking against the ground, and she found a vague pleasure in shaking her fat tits from side to side, teats tickling with the sensation. It just wasn't the same when she was doing it to herself, though, and she soon stopped, whimpering with need. She tried to think of why they'd left her like this, but it was so hard to focus her thoughts. Each time her brain tried to concentrate on a line of reasoning, it slipped away in a blurry mist, a pleasurable fog that denied her from thinking too hard. Each time the Hukau furrowed her brow to recall, to remember, she instead drifted off on rosy clouds, the weight of her large breasts taking up what little capacity for thinking her brain still retained. Goodness, they were so big. She giggled, and the giggle turned into a longing, outdrawn moan as she realized just how huge they were. Oh, she was such a good Hukau, the best Hukau. They'd never been so big before, so obscenely bulging, bloated and swelling with the white gold. Why didn't they come here to see how good she was? How good, how bad she felt for sporting such massive jugs. Guilt filled her for just a fraction of a moment, for not being of use, for not sharing her bounty with her masters. And then the guilt evaporated as soon as it had come, replaced with the ever-present reassurance that she was a good girl, doing a good thing, and she deserved to feel good because she felt so good, and feeling good made her feel good, so she... thinking was so hard. And her breasts were so big, so very, very big. Her plump rear jiggled as she squirmed in her bonds, naked form bathed in the pleasant warmth and the sun from the windows high above. There was only the vaguest recollection of a life prior to this, one tinged with responsibilities and burdens and things. Had she had a family? A job? She thought so, maybe, but there was no regret, not for her past or her present. Hukau number 43 couldn't remember the how or why, or a door opened somewhere behind her, the entrance to her private stall, well out of her view. And just like that, her train of thought changed track once more. Her sluggish mind tried to figure out who it was, who had come. Already she could feel the heat building between her legs, a budding ember that could flare up into a flame of need at a moment's notice. Her anticipation took the form of a wordless moan, having long lost the capacity for coherent sentences. She felt a pleasurable shiver through her spine, a satisfactory knowledge that she wasn't forgotten, had not been overlooked. Was it her masters who had come to breed her? to hook her up to the machines. Oh gods, her tits were so big. Toes curled and uncurled while number 43 licked her lips, craning her neck towards the apparatus on the far wall. Suction cups, gags, anal plugs, tools and shining slick chrome hung there for her to daydream about, to try and figure out what they would use on her next. She reached the closest state of impatience a hookah could manage, a desire to be of use so fervent she trashed in the stockade, grunting and groaning, trying to convey her desire to be fucked and milked. A hand slapped her hard across the ass, instantly soothing her. The firm touch of a master to reassure the hookah that she was noticed, her need taken into account. Yet something nagged at her, the realization not setting in until well after her gelatinous cheeks had stopped jiggling from the impact. This was no master. No latex glove of clinical cleanness had connected with her bare skin. It had been flesh against flesh, and that meant a guest. A visitor to the milk factory. Despite the cotton candy consistency of her addled mind, Hukau remembered, why hadn't she before, that this was how the masters always prepared Hukau's for visitors, denying them all interaction for days before, so they'd be suitably pathetic in their desperate cravings for the guests. Maximized pleasure. A distant mantra echoed in the back of her mind, the words repeated to her with her own voice. The hornier I become, the dumber I get. There was no doubt, just undisputable truth to illuminate her world. The dumber I become, the hornier I get. She felt it, the hookah quivering with lust. Mine addled, hornier, dumber, hornier, dumber. She was almost sobbing, bleary eyes blinking away tears. The presence in the room behind her was sweet torture, imminent pleasure that had yet to come. She was humping the air, swinging her rear around, droplets from her sloppy cunt spreading like morning dew. The hookah felt the stockade shift, lifting her upwards, forced into a standing position, breasts lifted just above the ground so that the heavy, turgid teats brushed against the hay. The hookah can't see the man. She's sure it's a man, the hand having been roughed and calloused yet, but she was shivering, heart beating fast in her chest. She's also leaking. The shame is utterly, utterly devastating. The milk for the masters, for the guest, gone to waste. She wants to scream and yell at him to milk her, to taste it, to not let it soak into the floor. But all that escapes her big, plump lips is a deep and heartfelt There's a sound of a belt unbuckling, the light rustle of clothes shed. It takes time, and the hookah glimpses a man in business attire out of the corner of her eye. She shudders, happy and grateful that someone so important has found her lowly, blissful existence of use. Another long, mournful cry of a hookah in distress. But the tone changes the moment his strong hands are placed on her hips, his palms running over her bare, smooth flesh. Goosebumps spread across her skin like wildfire, eyelashes fluttering as the hookah groans in a desperate arousal. He's taking his time. The hookah can feel his naked cock against her thick thighs, semi-flaccid length rubbing against her, all while his hands continue to roam up the length of her body, along her spine, brushing against her shoulders, and then, to the hookah's immeasurable pleasure, they move down her sides. She wants him to feel how generously well endowed her bust is, how the drugs they've given her have morphed her body into one solely dedicated to subservience. They're too big to be grasped, too huge to handle for any plain woman, only fit for hookah's breasts so bulging with milk they are incompatible with normal life. But she doesn't want a normal life. She wants the hookah bliss, free of independent thought and responsibility. There's no doubt in her mind that it's what she wants. Even as his experienced hands run down the length of her tits, hanging like overripe fruit. And when his fingers brush against her teats, hard as glass, she nearly comes on the spot. Thick, creamy squirts of milk strike the hay just by that faintest touch. The hookah filled to the bursting point. Her udders ache with tender need, hypersensitive to his touch. Bending over her, the taller man rests his hips against her ass, a clean-shaven chin placed against the nape of her neck. He seizes a firm but not unkind hold of her mammoth-sized breasts, struggling to catch them all in the palms of his hands, flesh bulging obscenely between his fingers as the sheer weight of them strains his muscles. The guest begins to milk her, carefully, tenderly at first, coaxing the milk out of her nipples with loving strokes. He's breathing heavy as he realizes just what a prized hookah she is, what a generous slut she has become. But he utters no words, does not speak to her. The milking increases in intensity, harder strokes, his fingers digging into her areola's pink nipples, producing a never-ending stream of creamy milk. In a dimly lit past, she distantly remembers how other guests have called her words, have told her what a filthy girl she is, how much they enjoy fucking her. But number 43 likes it best when the masters and guests are silent, when they treat her like an object. There's no point in talking down to a hookah. You might as well verbally abuse a dildo or a fleshlight. They're things for you to use, not interact with. The hookah is moaning, groaning, almost gurgling. Saliva drips out of the corners of her mouth as she feels the tension in her tits release. Hard tugs at her teats, producing a prodigious amount of milk. His cock is fully erect, teasing her slit, brushing against her swollen labia. Tender kisses given to her swollen clit. She's bathing him in her honey, dousing his cock in her cunt's nectar. He groans as he stands on the tips of his toes, letting his cock slide up between her plump ass cheeks, lets his heavy sack smack against her cunt, a spank that leaves the hookah chipping for air. She's grinding against him, trying to catch his cock with her cunt, aching to let him sheathe his length inside of the cunt that's burning up. But he dances away, not yet ready for her quivering pussy. His hands aim her tits, directing the spray elsewhere. The hookah can feel the warm milk as it hits her own feet, her own ankles. He's forcing them up against her own body. until he can bathe his cock in it. She can't see, can't tell exactly what's happening, but his pleasured growls close to her ear, along with the sound of milk hitting flesh, lets her scrambled brain make a guess. Slowly, surely, he lets the fat tits resume a normal hanging position, so close to the ground that they nearly touch it, and for a moment, the hookah thinks she can see the glint of something on his hand, a flash of memory passing before her mind's eye. It happens too quickly and it's gone in the next moment. A wedding ring, she's dimly aware, one she's seen before, and another ring that she doesn't recognize. The hookah's brain melts when he rubs his cock against the entrance of her cunt, nestling it between her folds. He makes it a slow thing, entering her with the patience of a saint, inching inside of her greedy pussy with the expert self-control the hookah lacks. He fills her up so, so nicely. The hookah nearly weeps with the perfection, feeling the slickness of her own soppy snatch mixing with the milk-slathered meat of his cock. He's not hurrying, not stressing, slowly, deliberately, entering her cunt with his depth and girth, cunt gripping him tight. The hookah is driven almost out of her mind, wanting him to do it hard, do it fast, to work her slutty pussy like the machines do, and when he does not, she loves him all the more for it, pitiful yelps escaping her lips. When he's fully inside, when he's filled her in a way only a woman can know, he halts. He slaps her tits and spreads her thighs further apart with his knees, hookah barely able to support her shaking legs, and then begins to pull out just as slowly as he entered her. It's too much for the hookah. With a shuddering sob, she comes, cunt squeezing his cock, spasming around his length, mind and body so thoroughly rocked by the orgasm that she slumps to the floor, only kept aloft by virtue of the stockade and the man's strength. The hookah's eyes roll in their sockets as he pulls out save for the tip, and just as she hoped, as she feared, he proceeds to enter her again, slow fucking the hookah at the pace he sets, not at the speed the hookah, with her limited mental capacity and attention span, wants. She comes a second time, all the same when he bottoms out in her, bathing both her and him in the flow of her juices. The floor beneath them is a sticky mess, a puddle of her white milk and honey. He's thrusting in and out of her in a way no one has before. Hookah not used to this restraint. When he finally comes, the hookah is breathing raggedly, nearly sobbing with extreme ecstasy. She can feel the hot release fill her up. Hookah pleased that she could milk him the way he's milked her. But she's unable to stand, knees so weak that they cannot support her any further. The hookah is hanging against the stockade, nearly choking in her new position. But before he leaves, having dressed and cleaned himself, he lowers the stockade so she can resume her submissive kneeling position. The ring, recognized, and the new one to replace it, are all but forgotten, the significance lost on the hookah's fuck-fried brain. Come the morning, the masters will be back, attaching her to the machines, and this encounter will have been forgotten, the hookah's mind devolving a fraction every day, until all thoughts of past and future will be dominated by the present, the once human, now Hukau, incapable of recognizing the world beyond the nearest minute. And already, she wouldn't want it any other way.